while you listen. Listen to the interview about people's life expectancy in the future and do the tasks that follow. Task 1. Decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F.
Dr. Davis, a Dutch biologist, is being interviewed about people's life expectancy in the future.
Many scientists predict that in the 21st century, people will be living into the incredible age of 130. What do you think about this?
Well, I quite agree with them. They have reasons to be confident about that.
What are the reasons?
In fact, their prediction is based on research on the fact that the centenarian population is mushrooming as our general health improves.
Can you explain this further?
A century ago, average life expectancy in Europe was 45. Today, providing we look after ourselves, eat more healthily, cut down on things like butter, alcohol, and cigarettes, we can add nearly 35 years to that figure.
So these are the factors that help people live longer?
Yes, but the most important factor is the development in medical science.
What do you mean?
Nobody dies from old age, just from diseases that affect people when they get older.
So scientists are trying to find cures for fatal diseases like cancer and AIDS?
Right. Nowadays, about 50% of cancers are curable. And I really believe that within 30 years, this will increase to 80%. And in 10 years' time, AIDS will also be brought under control, too.
That sounds interesting. What about living forever?
So far, eternal life is just science fiction. But with the advance of science, it's not impossible.